This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you can dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and we are here on Easter Sunday with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
Our Skype username, if you want to connect with us there and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, is lrn.fm. Of course, lots to talk about tonight, including the latest from Economics in One Lesson, the book club sort of thing that we've been doing here, ongoing book review chapter by chapter, talking about that. We've got chapter 16 coming up here tonight, which is called Stabilizing Commodities. We'll get into that when we get a chance. Your
Luckily,
calls.
This week we've all mastered, all three of us have mastered the material. We've internalized it 100%.
Actually, I haven't yet finished the chapter, but I'm on the last page.
I right got now. You there, because I did read it today.
Okay, good. So we're going to get into that here in a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts welcome. It is Easter Sunday. Most shows probably are not live, so thanks to our board operator there at Genesis Communications Network for coming in to help us be live so we can continue to entertain you regardless of what day it is and what the holiday might happen to be. So,
you know, I care so little about holidays that we went to the grocery store today.
No one was there, right?
No one was there. I was like, what in the world? Why is there no one in the parking lot?
Some of them close early, I think. Do you know if...
it closed at 3 p.m. We showed up about 5.
Yep.
I went this morning to go to work at a retail store, and it was tumbleweeds blowing in the parking lot.
Yeah, it was pretty dead out there today on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, where we are. But there were still some restaurants open, you know, the Chinese places, local burger, the place that takes Bitcoin here in town. So we did go for our weekly libertarian gathering. But anyway, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. We're going to start out with a story last night that, Mark, you wanted to discuss. You had posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and maybe we need to repost it. I don't know if is that breaking a rule. Can you repost something that you've posted within the last day?
Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
Because it really took off. You know, some posts work, some posts don't. As far as posting,
Some posts are as few as 600-800 people will see them. Some posts we've had as many as 18 million post views in a week. So yeah. But obviously some go somewhere and some don't.
And this was one of the ones that went somewhere and went there fairly quickly. Lots of people sharing, lots of people commenting on this, and so that might be an indicator that people have strong feelings about it. What's the story?
So the story is, they use a lot of terminology that I'm not entirely clear on, right? So they call this this young lady. I'm going to say that these people are high school age.
Looked that way.
That's my presumption.
They didn't look like they were in college, and they were definitely older than middle school, so I would say high school.
They're biological adults, but young adults. And some people call this young lady a feminist. There's no sort of evidence in the video that she's a feminist. I don't know that she's a feminist. She has a haircut you might choose to apply.
Shortcut haircut.
Yeah, she looks, I mean, you know, I can see how somebody might call this woman, a masculine lesbian or whatever it is they choose to call her. I mean, humans, no doubt, portray personality types and preferences and signal all kinds of things with the way they dress and the way they look. So, you know, maybe that's what she was. I'm not entirely clear, but there's an argument. One would presume there appears to be some kids kind of circled up in that fight, 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 fight kind of circle thing.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody loves a fight in government school.
And that seems to be what's going on. Of course they do. It's great entertainment that costs you nothing.
Yeah.
The video's mute, isn't it?
No.
No? Okay. There's just a bunch of screaming in it, more or less. I couldn't hear. It's not even, the audio's not worth playing, because it's just a bunch of people
yelling. I don't know,
man.
One of those punches you can really hear in this audio.
Yeah, so what happens is this young lady strikes a young man. He's a black man. He's wearing glasses.
They say it was a sucker punch.
He's not looking at her, and she kind of sidles up to him.
Yeah, she doesn't appear to like what he's saying, I'm guessing. And
she kind of mushes him in the face a little bit.
Yeah, she gives him a terrible punch, right? Like, you know, if you're going to sucker punch people, if you're going to sucker punch somebody, that person better not get up, right?
It's a punch. What you did, it's a token. Right. It's a token punch.
Right. The punch is intended to portray that she is unhappy with the things that he's saying.
This is it. All right, she swings at him. He bats her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And there was that final punch where a girl came up to try to, I don't know, do something to him, and then he just swings around and...
So she punches him. He and then walks away, turns her back on him.
Yeah.
He smacks her in the side of the face, and what we would have called a Benihana, or at least
like an ear clap.
Yeah, he claps her over the ear, you know
that's some serious pain if he hit her.
He could very well have ruptured her eardrum. It was a big slap. She, you know, it's hard for me not to say she deserved it. You don't punch somebody and then turn your back on them. She did everything wrong in this.
That's why people in society don't punch each other, because of the fear of getting punched back.
Yes. And
so I think this is everything that unfolds in this video is pretty satisfactory to me.
Well, I mean, that's how you learn a lesson in life is you screw up, and she screwed up.
A lot of people are saying in the comments she wanted to be treated like a man. She got treated like a man.
Yeah.
And she didn't act like one, I'll tell you that. You don't turn your back after you punch on somebody. I think she expected to sort of walk away like a tough gal or something. I don't know. And then her friend, I don't know what she
maybe
was thinking.
Maybe she just figured she was immune because she's a woman.
But her friend comes after her with after the guy attempting to strike him. He blocks that blow and then hauls off with a what can only be described as coming back from Omaha, right? Like he just whoosh, pow, right in the side of the face. And, you know, this video has gotten a lot of mileage because this guy reacted in a way that, you know, is considered in many cases unmanly, right? He hit a woman. And I wonder sort of in this new age of gender every identity politics, like let's not forget, this guy's black, right? So nobody wants to have my opinion on this as somebody who is often described as white. Nobody cares what a white man has to say about, I don't know, a lesbian and a black guy fighting.
You can't identify with any of the parties involved in the situation.
No, it's not that. I can identify with all of the parties involved in the situation. But I think that our politics have come down to the point that I'm not even allowed to have an opinion. Like, there's no conservative here. This is the liberals fighting amongst themselves or something. I don't even know. I find it so confusing. Our modern mores are so such a dense thicket of bear traps that I don't even have an opinion anymore. Actually, I do have an opinion. My opinion is, ultimately, this woman made a very unwise decision, and this guy was within his rights to react the way he did. I don't think he should have. I think that violence always looks bad on video, but I sympathize with his position. If I have to take the arbiter gavel to this, I have to say, no case.
It's like coming from the template of the Russian boxer with his girlfriend getting robbed. And I don't know if you guys have seen this video, but I feel like I've seen many iterations of it. It's the justifiable self-defense video, YouTube video that we love when somebody tries to steal from somebody that he shouldn't have tried to steal from.
Yeah.
And he gets a trip to the hospital for it.
You know, there's times when I watch videos and I'm like a little elated, right? Like the bank robbers come in and they try to lay everybody down, and the old there's one right out right now. This old security guard comes takes cover and peck peck peck, you know,
really?
puts a small groupings in on this guy.
Wow.
And he basically dies trying to scramble out of the bank.
Damn.
And everything in me just said, good. Yeah, like I just, you know, I'm a Quaker. I don't believe in violence. I don't think that, you know, whatever. But that guy tried to rob that bank. He was, you know, brandishing his weapon all over the place in a terrible fashion. And that guy put small groups in his dead butt. And I had no problem with it. But, you know, this one, I'm like, oh, God, that looks bad. Because it's the hitting the girl thing. And people are coming down on both sides on our Facebook
page. My favorite response is from Andrew, who says, takes a true feminist to defend himself equally against all attackers. the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in on the controversial high school fight, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want here on the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here on the live Easter Day edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm.
Most people take some kind of multivitamin. They probably go to the store, they grab one off the shelf at the supermarket or the big box store, and they think that they've got themselves covered. And, you know, that's pretty much what we were taught to do. I'm afraid that, you know, those just aren't going to cut it. They're, you know, usually made out of synthetics. They don't have enough stuff in them to really to do the job. If you talk to somebody who's within the industry, you're going to find out that there's something significantly better. Now, Whole Food Multi-Complete really changed things for me. When you take a multivitamin, you don't expect anything to happen. You just take it, right? Well, several things happened for me when I started taking the Whole Food Multi-Complete, and that's relatively quickly after beginning to take it. Obviously, you can say things like, I'm sleeping better, and that's difficult to quantify. But I can tell you that my digestive output, if you want to hear have a euphemism, is significantly better. Like, things are going well in that area for me. And something that was a complete surprise to me, the probiotic that's contained in Whole Food Multi-Complete caused me to sort of lose between 10 and 15 pounds, like 15 pounds. Within a couple of weeks, I was just stunned. It just kind of went away. I've been struggling to lose weight for a long time. I'm not done by any stretch of the imagination. I still need to probably lose another 10 pounds. But, yeah.
You're pretty close to perfect right now.
Thank you. You know, I used to be in size 32 pants and still have a few in the closet. It'd be nice to be able to put those on. But my 36s fit significantly better than they used to. I know that there's people out there that think I'm a jerk for, you know, I'm having a difficult time fitting my 36s. But, you know, I mean, everybody struggles with weight in their own way. So, anyway, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big boys won't, the perfect blend of 7 supplements. Now, that's 7 different supplements, but there are so many things listed. If you go to simplifymysupplements.com and you read the ingredients list there, that'll sell you immediately, because this is just such a better product than whatever you've been taking up to this point. And if you use our coupon code, you'll get it at cost. They're giving the first bottle to you, your first order, at cost, 30% off. Simplify My Supplements with coupon code FTL. They accept Bitcoins, and they've got free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So simplifymysupplements.com. I hope you get the same results that I do. It's been great for me. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Parker. He's on the line, calling us from Washington State. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. So I think that this story is somewhat related to the story that you opened up the show with, which is the Second Battle of Berkeley, which happened just yesterday, where, as I understand it, and I don't have a whole lot of information because it's been a very slow news day today. There wasn't a whole lot of news about it yesterday, and I don't know if you guys covered it at all yesterday, but essentially some anti-Trump protesters and some pro-Trump protesters ended up on Berkeley. The pro-Trump
is Berkeley the university we're referring to?
Yeah,
okay.
UC Berkeley, and some people set up a pro free speech rally or a pro free speech demonstration, something extent. And the Antifa or anti-fascists, which is very ironically named, by the way, since they employ Nazi-esque tactics to further their agenda.
They're fighting fire with fire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, would you guys happen to know anything more about this, or?
No, it's all news to me.
Headline from Esquire. I mean, I'd seen the headlines yesterday, but I didn't look closely at it. Headline from Esquire: the violent clashes in Berkeley weren't pro-Trump versus anti-Trump. The media's oversimplification of what happened during Saturday's rally risks obscuring a long-brewing and fast escalating conflict between the far left and the far right. So they're saying it was a little deeper than what the media had made it out to be. I mean, we can dig a little bit further into this. It has to do, I guess it was all happening on those the tax day protests that we had discussed yesterday.
It may have had something to do with the Trump's tax something or other.
The tax also, the protest was about Trump releasing his tax returns. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, in support of what you just read from that story, the Breitbart folks were central to the first Battle of Berkeley, and they're not really Trump supporters anymore, last I heard.
Really?
Yeah, because of his bombing in Syria.
And, you know, sort of, you know, alienating Brennan.
Oh, Bannon?
Yeah, Bannon, I'm sorry, yes, excuse me.
Right.
So, Parker, were you just calling to ask us if we knew anything about it, or did you know something about it and wanted to comment, or were you kind of clueless on this?
Well, I wanted to get more information on it, but Lou Kradowski at We Are Change, he was on the ground at the time that the riots were happening.
That guy is always wherever the action
is. He's in the thick of it, man.
I swear to God, the guts that guy has, like, I would follow him anywhere.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but, you know, thanks for the call tonight, Parker. I appreciate hearing from you.
I had a similar feeling come over me once when I was in boot camp. I was
that you'd follow someone anywhere?
Yeah, we had been to the rifle range at night. It was sort of a special rifle range event where we were shooting tracers and so forth. And it started to rain and thunder and lightning, so we had to evacuate the area. And I don't know, I was just young and impressionistic, and I was right behind my senior drill instructor, and he was just like the perfect man running in front of me, and I was like, I'd follow this guy anyway.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls here. We got Liberty Lover in Ohio also on Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
It's on your mind.
I was looking at this bill that apparently passed in the Connecticut Senate that apparently made it illegal to weaponize a drone, but it specifically exempted police from this rule.
Of course it did.
And a lot of the time, I didn't even realize how regulated drones were until I had read about this bill. I didn't even know you had to register them with the federal government.
Yeah.
And I believe there's a bill in New Hampshire right now, I think HB 97. Mm-hmm. That apparently restricts civilian use of drones heavily.
Yeah, it also restricts the government use of drones. So it does one good thing, and it does a bad thing as well. So it, you know, it's good that it restricts government use of drones, but it's bad that it restricts personal and business use of drones. And actually, I was there for the testimony on that bill this week, and I got the full hearing from the Senate committee on video. So if anybody wants to watch that, there was I would say the majority of the people testifying were testifying against the bill. So we will see what becomes of it. Last year it died in, I believe, a conference committee. This year, who knows how it's going to pan out. But yeah, so anybody that wants to follow that along, you can do that. There's a full video up right now at freekeen.com from Liberty Lobby Week 13, along with cannabis decriminalization, a full hearing about that.
The process of turning New Hampshire into a libertarian paradise has only begun.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do here. If you want to stand by Liberty Lover, you can. We can continue the discussion, whether it's on drones or whatever you want to dial in about. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE, because some people are saying that, well, drones should be restricted. I mean, let's get into some of the arguments about, you know, what were they saying at this hearing? Why were, you know, supposedly freedom-friendly people in favor of these drone restrictions? It's Free Talk Live.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. We're here live on Easter Sunday with you in studio tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And also, I do want to let you know about my pillow. It's a great pillow. I'm happy to lay my head on it every single night. It was great last night. It's great every night. You can get yours, and you have a 60-day money-back guarantee window of time. Where if you don't agree that it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and they'll send you your purchase price back. Here's how you get the deal of half off your MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It also is washable, so you can put it in your washer and your dryer. It is designed for that. MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you a 50% off one or 2 for the price of 1, however you want to look at it. The pillow, by the way, guaranteed to last for 10 years. So you get the 60-day money-back guarantee and then a 10-year warranty on top of that. It's a great pillow. MyPillow.com, code FTL for half off. We go back to Liberty Lover. We're talking about fights, actually. We started out with a high school fight, and then there was some controversy where a alleged feminist sucker-punched a guy, and he hit back. Some people are saying you shouldn't hit a woman, but what if she hits you? Shouldn't you be able to defend yourself? Some people say a true feminist would say yes. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and then the larger discussion of this clash that happened in Berkeley, which we can get further into here in a moment. But go ahead, Liberty Lover, you wanted to say, if you had more, go for it.
First of all, I can vouch for the pillows. They're extremely nice. I got one as a gift last year.
Oh, right on.
Second of all, you something I wanted to comment on what you just said. I did hear about that high school fight, and yeah, a lot of the times I notice, I don't know why, but it seems to me that whole, it seems like that whole, oh, never hit a woman rule is like a defense mechanism for people to say whatever they want and not expect to get hit for it.
Mm.
Well, I don't think that generally if somebody's saying something, it's probably best if you don't hit them. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that you should expect to go around saying whatever you want and not get hit. I'm just saying that it's probably best as a course of action. I think it's generally best as a course of action. This guy would have looked better, although the video would never have gone viral,
mm-hmm,
had he just brushed off that that punch. Because it, yeah, I mean, she didn't land much of a punch. If he'd have just brushed it off and ignored it, but he went ahead.
I agree. I mean, odds are he was probably fired up about it. But if you are hit, I think, yes, you do have the right to hit back. You know, as long as you didn't start the confrontation.
Well, some people would say that, you know, we don't know what preceded the hit, because the video basically picks right up at her hitting him. So we don't get to hear what sort of interaction they might have had prior to that, which would have been interesting to see. But some people would say that words are aggression and that you have a right to hit somebody who says something offensive to you.
Oh, yeah, I guess that could kind of count, but I guess it goes back to what Mark just said. You know, it's probably best you don't hit somebody. You know, we don't know what preceded. It was probably, I mean, you said this woman was like a feminist or something.
We don't know.
She's
got a butch haircut.
We have all the stuff that's thrown out there, and I have no evidence of anything. It's not like these people are giving interviews.
The only way words can be aggression is if they're pitched at a volume that ruptures an eardrum.
Oh, they could be threats.
What if they're threats? What if it's, I'm going to kill you, Johnny Ray?
I was about to throw
if
that
you believed
out,
me, that is.
I was about to throw that out there.
I'm going to.
What if I'm reaching for a gun as I'm saying, Johnny Ray, I'm going to end your life?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Threats.
Yeah.
I can see somebody trying to explain. That's not aggression.
So thanks for the call, Liberty Lover.
I suspect a world where people carried guns on their hips, threats would be far less common.
Mm. Yep, I suspect that's true.
I suspect you'd want to just skin that smoke wagon and take care of the business that you wanted to take care of.
I tend to
not talk about it.
I tend to agree with Johnny Ray on this, though, that you know, sticks and stones may break bones, but words will never hurt. I mean, ultimately, no matter what offensive thing is being said, that's never justification for, you know, the use of violence in defense against those offensive words, with the possible exception of an actual objective threat to one's life.
I would like to talk about how open carrying could be would be relevant in this Berkeley incident. So
we can talk more about Berkeley coming up here. Let's go to AJ. He's in Evansville, Indiana. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say I love the show. You know, I've been listening for about 6 months now, a little while, and I just love the show. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about the North Korea and just how everyone thinks they're going to be launching nuclear strikes. They're not launching, but testing, right?
Apparently, they couldn't even get one off the launch pad the other day.
Well, I mean, they've launched rockets in the past. They're testing all the time. They want very badly to have an intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead.
Yeah, they don't have it.
They don't have it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just think I can't put it in words. I'm sorry, but
are you worried about it or not worried about it?
I'm not too worried because I think mostly they're just bluffing. Honestly, I think it's
I think so. I think that they may have some warheads. There's some speculation that they have those. Certainly, you know, they can spend money on things. but they don't seem to have the real technical know-how to really do anything with the stuff that they have.
I think the biggest danger we have going on here is that Donald Trump seems to want to go to war with North Korea, or at least that's the saber-rattling that's going on Twitter, for God's sake, threatening a
he's
nuclear
the first
power
Twitter president.
On Twitter, and he's basically telling China to get on board. Now remember, last month he was saying China's the big, the big communist enemy. Now he wants
currency
them on board.
Currency manipulator.
Currency manipulator and all this other stuff. I mean, this guy flip-flops so fast, nobody can keep up with him.
Yeah.
And then he's upset that other people don't flip with him. Let's point out that South Korea, the ones who have to live next door to these lunatics, doesn't want Trump messing with it within their politics at all. He's like, they're like, go away, you man with crazy comb over. Get out of here.
Yeah, wasn't Mike Pence just in South Korea the other night?
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully smooths over whatever Trump's doing.
AJ, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
I just want to, you were talking about, I said they're bluffing. I really honestly think the United States could just about wipe out anyone except Russia. And even then, it's almost a tie, you know, because they know as fast as they could wipe out us, we could wipe out them.
I can tell you I read an article today from antiwar.com. They were quoting a general who said that there isn't a war game scenario with North Korea that doesn't end up as a nuclear conflict.
Just because one side would get defended by another, somebody else would jump
likely,
in.
So North Korea's, you know, all about pride, right? Like, they're very, very proud of who they are. But what they are is a mess, right? Some backward little agricultural country. So when you have these, you essentially, it's a country with small man complex and nuclear weapons. You do not mess with the small man with a nuclear weapon. You do not mess with the petty guy who can't see past his nose.
Like Donald Trump, you mean?
Well, I sincerely hope...
This dude, Donald Trump, just got trolled by the Tax Day protesters yesterday. We just talked last night. The main story that we led the show off with was these nationwide Tax Day protests, which weren't Tax Day protests like you would think a Tax Day protest would be. Like, when I think of protesting Tax Day or protesting on Tax Day, I would think it should be an anti-tax protest. But no, this was a pro-tax protest, which was only protesting the fact that Donald Trump won't release his tax returns.
Right.
And according to NBC News, President Donald Trump on Twitter today lashed out against citizens who take to the streets to exercise their First Amendment rights while claiming that thousands of people who on Saturday demanded Trump finally release his full tax returns were paid protesters. Trump tweeted, quote, "The election is over." He said further, "Someone should look into who paid for the small organized rallies," he said.
Can you imagine any other president stooping to the point that they would address this?
Yeah, he totally got trolled by him.
What a sucker.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So he's got that, you know, attitude of wanting a fight.
855-450-3733.
It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramine, diabetes, in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. It's Easter Sunday. With you in studio, Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please, you can shop with us. All you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just click into the right, Amazon for you, Free Talk Live. We'll get a portion of your purchase price that way. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You might as well go through shop.freetalklive.com. That way Free Talk Live gets a portion instead of Amazon keeping everything for themselves. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. That helps us out as we continue here. You may take control of the airwaves. We were talking about Donald Trump being trolled by the Tax Day protesters yesterday. You know, normally with protests like this, the wise thing to do for a president that was being targeted by said protest, the protesters want Trump to release his tax day returns. Why anyone cares about that, I don't know. I said on Off the Air Live last night, isn't this tax day demand, or these tax return demands, isn't this the liberal equivalent of the Obama release your birth certificate? Remember that?
Yeah.
During the Obama administration, isn't it the same kind of idea, like, here's some stupid paperwork we think's really important, and you need to release it, except the liberal side of that.
And then Obama released something called a birth certificate that didn't look like a birth certificate. kind of like Trump released some tax return.
Oh, he did?
Well,
I heard something about two pages.
It was released, but we don't know who released it.
I see.
So, you know, okay. Like, I just don't care.
Right.
All of it's all politics to me. If you care about Trump's tax return, the chances are very good that you voted Democrat in every election for the last 20 years.
Yeah. One of the headlines said that President Trump was the first president in 40 years to not to share
that's right.
his tax information or
it's
tax
true.
Return. And that's interesting. I didn't necessarily know how true that was, but also I don't care.
I don't either.
That's how I feel about it. It's just like, oh, good.
There's so much more to care about when it comes to what Donald Trump is doing. Let's say killing innocent people in the Middle East. But the thing is, these people who are protesting the tax thing, they can't really hold him to account on that, right? Because otherwise somebody could come back to them and say, well, wait a minute. How come you're so concerned about innocent people dying in the Middle East now under drone strikes when you didn't have the same concerns when Obama was doing the same thing? So, you know, this is the best they got. They can't take an anti-Trump war stance because he's basically continuing Obama's bombing policies as Obama was continuing the Bush bombing policies. Yes, Obama escalated them, and yes, Trump appears to be escalating over Obama. But now you're just talking about quibbling over the numbers of innocent people who are dying. They didn't object when Obama was doing the killing, so they couldn't possibly object now when Trump is doing it. They've accepted that as just something presidents do, and now we've got to hold him to account on his tax returns, because that's the best they have. It's pathetic. It really is.
What I think is most pathetic is, so I go to Quaker Church, and Quakers, you know, these days Quakers are Democrats, by and large. At least the ones in the liberal unprogrammed meetings. Mm-hmm. And liberal doesn't mean...
In New England, yeah.
Liberal doesn't mean... To Quakers, the same thing it means in politics. But apparently, there's a lot of crossover there. Is these Quakers voting for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? I mean, nothing I found more distasteful than pulling up to a Quaker meeting and seeing an Obama with a peace sign for the O sticker. Are you kidding me? You disgusting, two-faced liar? I mean, yeah. Like, what else? It's just so frustrating to see this stuff. The liberal, the anti-war left, I welcome them back. I say welcome. Your principles stink.
Well, I mean, it's okay.
Welcome.
Well, I agree with you. If somebody wants to protest the war now, they can just come out and admit, okay, I was blinded by Obama. Just go ahead. And, you know,
I'd be okay with that.
Right. Just accept that you were blinded by partisanship and you were wrong. You should have protested Obama. You didn't. It's too late to do that now. But we're glad to have you against Trump's war. But I don't think most of them are against those things. They're just against the fact that he hasn't released tax returns. That's what motivated thousands of people to turn out across the United States. I mean, I'm presuming there were 150 supposed events that were scheduled. I don't know what the average attendance was at each one of these, but presumably there were a few folks out there. So let's just say there were thousands of people. I mean, that's what motivated them. Tax returns, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Brother Ricky. Ian, Brother Mark, good evening.
Johnny Ray's
brother
here, too.
Johnny Ray.
Go ahead
and
with your
Brother
thoughts.
Johnny Ray, I'm sorry there.
Hey, Brother Ricky.
All right. Oh, sorry about that.
All right, we're ready to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to the show tonight, and I heard a comment about this whole Berkeley thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think back to my predictions a good number of months ago when I was talking about the conflict starting. And I remember you chiming in.
You're talking about like a civil war, you mean?
Correct. And then that was between the Trumpeters and I don't even want to call it the Hillary people because I think it's beyond that. I think that includes also... you know, would be any anti-establishment or anti-federalist individual. And the problem with all
you think
of this,
that the Clinton people are anti-establishment?
I'm talking about the supporters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think everybody looks at it where, okay, you want to look at the lesser two evils and all of that. And for me, that was an easy way to say it. I don't even like to use that word when it comes to individuals because I don't think it was.
I recall, Ricky, you've been. It's not like you're a new caller or anything like that. But I recall talking to you about Bernie Sanders, and you were in the Clinton camp before Sanders was out of the race. You were Clinton supporter. You're not,
a
lesser of two evils voter. You are you picked your evil. And
absolutely.
You stuck with it.
But Bernie, I like Bernie, but Bernie is socialist. And Bernie got a lot of problems.
So is Hillary.
So is Trump. They're all socialists.
Well, but my point, the point that I'm trying to make behind all this, and that's the big problem. The big problem is the psychological effect that the tactics utilized within the Trump campaign have had on individuals like the Trumpeters. I mean, generally being brainwashed. I mean, this man can do no wrong.
There are a lot of people turning on this guy. I mean, they're turning all the time on him. He's
not
alienating.
His supporters. Government maybe is all for him, but.
No. His supporters are turning on him. Different facets of them turn all the time. This attack in Syria and the Moab bomb, that caused people to turn. There's all kinds of things that are going on that are causing. He's alienating.
But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter because they are so steadfast. No matter what it is, it's always pointing a finger. And the reality is, this is just an example of what's to come. And then you have all.
You're saying Berkeley is it? Oh, hold on, just to clarify. You're saying the clash in Berkeley, the recent clashes, are an example of what's to come nationwide?
Absolutely. And I already started that seeing happening with the Million Woman March and all that stuff. You would listen to what people were saying within that. And more than that, you have all this madness. I mean, I'm not so wild over giving the military ultimate power to do what they want. Because remember what I said, it's going to be Russia, it's going to be ourselves, and I said China. Well, this China's move does not surprise me. Neither does Russia. Putin's pissed at this point.
What
and
China
I don't
move?
Blame him because I do believe that there was funny business. I do believe there was collusion. I mean, hell, the WikiLeaks stuff, both Trump and Roger Stone, and he's a slime ball. Then they knew all about that stuff before it was coming out.
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
You're stringing facts together.
Isn't Roger Stone Mr. Deep State?
They knew about the WikiLeaks stuff before it was released.
Yeah, this is
It's
just a bunch
you,
of
Ricky,
unrelated facts sort of thrown at each other.
Gitch's Gallop, that's a new one.
The idea is you throw a whole bunch of facts out
at once.
Does
sound like you're informed?
Most of them, facts aren't even the right term for it because they're not even facts. You just throw out these
statements,
factoids that sound facty. Some of them are true, some of them are false, and then you recreate the narrative. Yes, there was some violence. Yes, Ricky predicted a civil war. I don't recall if he predicted not this. People are predicting civil wars all the time. I don't recall if it was a Trump versus the rest of them civil war. But
the article here at Esquire, which we haven't gotten into about the clashes in Berkeley, say it's not anything about pro-Trump versus anti-Trump. They say it's the anti-fascists versus the white nationalists is what happened out in Berkeley.
Okay.
The toll-free number
here
tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. To me, this is just more evidence that we need to see secession happen. These people cannot get along. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.